Hey, everybody, welcome into the podcast. We are back with another special bonus episode.
Bonus episode.
So we are here with our friend Chris Walters, whose business Knows Your Bourbon is one of the coolest things happening in the bourbon world right now. I saw this featured in a couple places on Instagram and kind of, you know, I dabbled in like reaching out to him. Like, I don't know if you're going to want to send us a whole kit to go through with you. Chris was phenomenal and said that he wanted to come on the show. He sent Brad and I each a kit. And we're going to talk about these nosing kits that he has because they are just a thing of beauty. You get 18 different nosing elements in this kit to help you kind of place the things that you're picking up in your whiskey. And Chris is going to give us a little bit of backstory about the company. He's going to walk us through kind of some general advice on nosing your bourbon. So Chris, thank you so much for joining us. It is great to have you here.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me on the show. I'm excited to be here and happy to talk about the nosing kit and kind of how I got into it. So thank you guys.
So all of us here who love whiskey have kind of our very own, you know, we'll call it a bourbon backstory. Like, how did you get into whiskey? You know, Bob and I literally just got off of recording our Citizen Kane episode, which is going to be just phenomenal. So check that out when it comes out. But we kind of talked about how the whiskey for that episode, Eagle Rare, is a big part of our bourbon backstory. You know, it's one that Bob and I went out together. We bought it and we were like, oh, this is a whiskey that helps me understand why people love whiskey so much. So like, what kind of a story do you have as to why you love bourbon so much?
Yeah, I guess it was mid to late 2015. I was looking for something that I could just grab a bottle of and sip on neat and enjoy without having to grab 10 different ingredients and have fresh oranges on tap. And so I was like, I need something. I don't know if it's Scotch or Irish. I had no idea the difference. I was like, maybe it's whiskey. So I literally went to a local Total Wine and grabbed a store associate. I was like, hey, can you recommend a whiskey for me? I think they pulled an Irish for me, and it took me almost a year to finish that bottle. It was not my profile, was not my favorite. And I was like, is this what whiskey's all about? I don't get it. I'm not into this. And it was a while later where I picked up Bullet Bourbon. I think they totally got me on the packaging, that frontier looking bottle. I think it looks amazing. I picked it up and started sipping through that neat. I was like, this is so good. I didn't have the vocabulary for it yet, but I was thinking, you know, it's sweet, it's brown sugar, it's, you know, these dark kind of notes. I couldn't really put my finger on it, but I was like, this is amazing. And now, like everything in life, whether it's, you know, I'm going to a restaurant, I want to get the, you know, appetizer sampler. I don't want to commit to one entree. I want to try everything. So give me the sampler, give me a flight. And so that's how your bourbon collection starts. And here we are almost 100 bottles later. Hope my wife isn't listening. Here we are, right? So that was kind of my start into it was, you know, sure, I'd had Jack and Cokes and different things. But as far as neat bourbon, Bullet was totally it for me.
So going along with that, then, how did you kind of decide that you needed to take your nosing education to the next level? Like, what inspired you to start picking up some of these raw ingredients and saying, you know, oh, this is what rye actually smells like. This is what corn actually smells like, and comparing that to what was in your glass?
Yeah, great question. So with most hobbies that I get into, I dive in really deep. I read everything I can. I watch every video I can. So you start getting into, you know, review sites where people are noting these like super eloquent tasting notes, and it's, you know, it's dried cherries and it's a vanilla bean with toasted oak. And I was like, I'm not getting any of that right now. Is my palate broken or is it a lack of training? You know, so that was kind of my, I actually reached out to a buddy of mine that had an amazing, you know, ability to pull out these notes and kind of write down everything he was smelling, tasting, the finish. And I was like, dude, what did you do? Did you raid your spice cabinet? Did you just spend a ton of time? He's like, yeah, that's exactly it. Just, you know, he kind of showed me the bourbon tasting wheel where you've got, you know, different sections that are for the grain elements and the fruit and the spice and the sweet notes. And, you know, go to your spice cabinet, grab brown sugar, grab black pepper, you know, grab cornmeal if you've got it, right? Dried cherries and start to spend time with those. And the more that you spend time with those ingredients and really training your nose to pick that up, spend time with the glass of bourbon and look for those notes in the glass. Not every bourbon is going to have that, but you might find, wow, this one has, you know, let's start really generally. Is it sweet? Yes. Okay, great. Can we get more specific? Is it chocolate sweet? Is it vanilla? Is it honey? What type of sweet is it? Can you take it just one step further? So that was really it for me, was you know, reaching out to a friend and saying, hey, go raid the spice cabinet.
But let's be really honest for a second. There's a big difference between stepping in while your wife is, you know, baking or something and grabbing the vanilla and going, huh, that vanilla smells really nice. And this beautiful, just gorgeous kit that is sitting in front of me right now. So like, tell me about how you got this business started. What made you go, you know what? It's not enough for me to know what I'm nosing. I want the world to know how to nose whiskey better.
Yeah, absolutely. So version one, which like no one owns of this kit, was little bitty tin cans. I think they might be used if you're making like lip gloss at home, like these little thin, you know, tin cans that are super hard to open. If you put anything like honey in them, they would stick together. They were a mess. And so that was my version one for myself. And I took this cool picture of kind of like a triangle of the different, you know, elements I was working with. And I posted it on my, with this nice wooden table. I posted a picture of that in a couple of bourbon groups. People were like, this is amazing. What is this? Is this something that you're thinking about selling? And I was like, no, that wasn't my plan. But if people are interested in it, maybe I can look into that. So I knew that the tin can solution was not going to be it. My labels were all handwritten. My handwriting's awful. So I was like, I've got to figure this out. If this is going to be something I'm going to ship from Georgia, which is where I'm located, to, you know, California or Washington State, it's got to be a couple of things. It's got to make the shipment, right? It's got to actually get there without leaking. And it's got to be something that people can keep all these ingredients together. And so the search for the case was on. And I finally found the case. It was 18 little screw top containers. And even like that, I guess you want to call it version 1.1, whatever it was handwritten labels and kind of sold through maybe 75 to 100 kits of that locally in groups. Interest started to build. I was like, you know what? I need to bring a graphic designer into this because I'm not that. I have an eye for it. I know what I like and what I don't like, but I need to get some branding. I need to get a logo. I need to get a business behind this. And so I found a graphic designer that helped me put the whole thing together from the label and design side. And I couldn't be more happy with it. For those that don't have the kit in front of them, you know, the different ingredients are kind of broken into those five sections that you commonly find in the bourbon tasting wheel. So if you have grain elements, corn, wheat, and rye, those are color-coded yellow to represent those. So it's a color-coded kit. You can kind of see what area each one lives in. And then it's literally just unscrew the cap, smell caramel, smell leather, and it's real genuine leather, right? It's toasted oak. And so you're smelling the real ingredient, and then you're nosing your bourbon to try to find that note in that bourbon.
Well, Chris, along those lines, you know, we're going to post pictures of the kit on our Instagram and on our social media, but can you try to paint a visual picture here? Like when we open the lid, like you said, there are five different colors going on in here. And of the 18 different nosing elements that we have, they're broken into a yellow, a green, kind of a tan, a red, and a blue. Can you tell our listeners, like, what does each of those colors represent and kind of break down what the 18 elements of the kit are?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first section is going to be your sweet note. So it's color-coded blue. You've got caramel, you've got vanilla, you've got honey, you've got chocolate and brown sugar. And these are not scents. These are not perfume, you know, liquids. These are the real ingredients. So it's, you know, authentic, real vanilla bean. It's a caramel like you would get and, you know, pop into your mouth. So it's a very sensory experience because these are real ingredients. When you pick them up, you can see them through the containers. They're a little bit translucent. You know, you've got brown sugar. You kind of see that texture through there. Then it transitions into the red area, which is your spices. So you've got tobacco, which is pipe tobacco, and it's probably one of my favorite scents in the whole kit. I could just smell that all day. Leather, and that's genuine leather. You've got ground allspice, you've got whole cloves, black pepper, cinnamon, and then also mint. So that's mint is a note that I get on a lot of ryes. Ryes for me either go like dill pickle or they go spearmint. And so that spearmint quality really jumps out in ryes or even high rye bourbons.
I feel so vindicated right now because I picked up pickles on a bourbon with Brad like a week ago. And he was like, listen, I hate pickles. If I smelled pickle, I knew for a fact that there was dill pickle on this thing. So just first of all, I'm already on your team just from picking that up on whiskeys.
That's awesome. So the tan notes are going to be your like wood and nut. So we've got peanut powder, which peanut I get on a lot of Jim Beam products. So your Knob Creeks, I tend to get a lot of peanut there. Oak, which is a real toasted oak chips. So you can really pick up that barrel char, that kind of barrel note. Then it transitions to green, which is fruit, and I have dried cherry to kind of stand for that section. Cherry is one of my all-time favorite notes to pick out on a bourbon. You get it in a lot of MGP products, think Bell Mead picks. I get it on a ton of like Stagg Jr. Buffalo Trace products as well. So I love that note. And then it transitions to the yellow section, which is all of your grains. So I've got corn, wheat, and rye in there. So obviously, there's more, like there's more notes that are on the tasting wheel. There's more things that I could pull out. So there is I do have a future vision for a next kit, a nuance kit of sorts that has more fruit notes. Maybe it's going to bring in the malted barley aspect, some other spices, other sweet notes, other nut and wood notes. So that's kind of the future of it, but it's 18, ingredients, three rows of six, broken down by color.
Well, Chris, as you were talking about the peanut there, I was going to say Bob might love you for the pickle, but he actually loves you for the peanut butter because anytime he even picks up a trace of peanut, he is in love with that whiskey. But I'm kind of curious, are there any notes in this kit that you would say are a little bit easier to pick up so that like a beginner who's starting to nose bourbons and, Irish whiskeys and whatnot is able to say, you know what? I'm not great with some of these more unique flavors. Like I don't always pick up cherry or black pepper, but when I smell vanilla, I know it. Like, do you have any examples like that?
100%. I think you actually nailed it. Vanilla, brown sugar, those are going to be present on most bourbons, especially ones that are 4 years and plus. I think it's just part of the barrel charring process. Some of the breakdown of the wood sugars and things that come out of that. I think those are super common. For me, I get a lot of black pepper. A lot of the spice, the way that it hits me is a black pepper spice. The ones that are hard to find, but I actually love to find are some of those baking spices like allspice and clove. Heaven Hill products like, Elijah Craig Barrel Proof. I tend to get some of those baking spices, but I also get that peanut buttery note there as well. Tobacco and leather is going to be on your older products. I'm actually sipping on the Knob Creek 15-year age stated tonight, which is a really good pour. And when you get into those 12-year plus, I find that you get some of that tobacco, that leather, that kind of like old, like leather bound books, like Ron Burgundy, kind of get some of that note there.
That's actually not the first time that we've had that note come up before. Like for a while, we were just saying to each other, this is kind of dusty and musty, and Brad would start saying, yeah, it smells like a library. It smells like an old book. And the more we've started to nose whiskey, we've found, no, that really is a leather kind of component going on there.
I think some of the old fits, like the decanter, the 12 and 15 years, some of those, I get that was the first time I was like, this is straight tobacco and this is amazing. Like, I love finding out on those older, bourbons.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the reasons I love this product so much is because if you are anything of a bourbon enthusiast, whether you're a novice or an experienced one, you always want to smell more things on your bourbon. Like, sometimes my friends will make fun of me because I'll pour a bourbon out and I'll just sit there and smell it for 10, 15, 20 minutes before I ever actually take a sip. Because part of the experience is just sitting there, letting it sit on your nose and just enjoying the beautiful smell that it has. So I'm kind of curious, Chris, walk us through a nosing of you said you were drinking the Knob Creek 15-year?
Yep.
Yeah, walk us through that. Let us know how you would go about nosing something. I'm drinking something a little on the lower end. I'm drinking some Woodford Reserve rye tonight. Nice. Really enjoying it.
Perfect. So yeah, I mean, what I typically recommend, it all starts with, proper glassware. I'm drinking out of a Glencairn glass tonight. And I find that that design of the glass where it kind of, you know, the tulip style where it kind of has that round, the kind of bigger rounded section at the bottom where you can get a good swirl and then it concentrates at the top. What that's going to do is concentrate those, you know, aromas and smells into your nose, especially on something that's lower proof, especially if you're talking 80 or 90 proof. I think that's really key. I would say it's very hard to pick up a nose in something like a rocks glass if it's a 90 proof bourbon. There's just not enough concentration there. You've got the mouth of the glass is so large that all of the aromas and the alcohol vapors are escaping out of the side unless you cup your hand over it or something if you have no other, you know, option there. But I think proper glassware is a huge deal. So Glencairn glass is my go-to. I typically will pour, regardless of proof, I'll pour it into the glass and I'll let it sit for a few minutes. If it's something that's higher in age, I'm going to let it sit for longer because I feel like it continues to open up with time in the glass. If you pour something 12 or, you know, 15 years old and go right into it, you might get just not a lot on the nose. It might be really, really bound up and really complex. And you're like, oh, I don't know what I'm really getting there. But with some time, you know, swirl the glass and get some air going in there. I think that's the first thing is that air can actually help make some of those alcohol vapors escape the glass and concentrate some of the, you know, those notes up into your nose. The second part is, this sounds really awkward and it kind of is when you're learning, but with your mouth open, you know, bring the glass to your mouth and nose, inhale through your nose with your mouth open, your lips just barely parted. What that will do is prevent your nose from being overexposed to the alcohol vapors. And it allows some of that to kind of pass through because, you know, sensory scientists have said that something like 70%+ of what we taste, it comes from what we smell. So as you open your mouth, you're actually creating a little bit of a blow off valve of sorts that can allow that to pass through. So again, super awkward when you're learning, but it is important. Then I would, you know, take a small sip of whatever you're working with there and chew it around your mouth. You probably heard of the, you know, Kentucky chew, and literally chew it around in your palate. What that's going to do is allow the different sections of your tongue where you might have, you know, the sweet and the salty and the bitter, the different sections of your tongue that can pick up those notes. You're literally spreading the bourbon over those different areas and allowing them to touch all those, you know, taste buds and let your palate kind of hone in on that. Then after you've chewed it for maybe 5 or 10 seconds, go ahead and swallow it down. If it's the first thing you've had today, if you've been drinking, you know, water and soda all day, and all of a sudden this is your first hit of bourbon, it's going to be a bit of a shock to the system. So don't discount that. Let that get into your system and kind of level set, right? So now we're drinking bourbon. Okay. The palate is acclimating to this. And go ahead and take that down and then take the glass right back to your nose and same thing, mouth open, take a big inhale of that glass. And I bet you're going to find that whatever notes you found on the nose the first time are now accentuated because it's gone through your system. You've swallowed a sip and your palate is kind of ready for it, right? Now, when we're talking about the kit itself, right? So you've got all these different elements, maybe focus on an area that stood out to you. As I was nosing that bourbon, did I find it was sweet? Did I find that it had some spice? Did I find that it was kind of grain forward? And then pick something just at random from the kit in that area and say, I'm gonna go with chocolate. I'm gonna go with this note. I'm gonna smell chocolate. I'm gonna go back to the bourbon. Nope, this one doesn't have chocolate. I'm gonna move on. Brown sugar. Oh yeah, brown sugar is, because I'm smelling actual brown sugar and then I'm nosing my glass, brown sugar is now more accentuated in that glass. So I might jot down on a sheet of paper like, oh, I found brown sugar on the nose here. And that's really as simple as it is. It just helps you with a vocabulary, something that you can put words to what you're nosing and tasting.
Chris, I honestly, like, we didn't even interject at all in that because, first of all, we know less than you about this, but you are such an incredible guest to have on the show. Like, you've got this down to a T. And I look at your business, I look at this product, and I cannot recommend this highly enough. I know we were chatting on Instagram about a month ago, and you were talking about coming out of the Father's Day season, which is really busy for you. I imagine Christmas is going to be pretty busy again. Guys, if you are in the market for any sort of bourbon-related Christmas gift, if you want to put one out for Thanksgiving and have a little bar where people can nose bourbons, I cannot recommend this product highly enough. Chris, I'm going to throw it over to you. Let our listeners know where they can find you, where you're located on social media, and then any upcoming releases or new merchandise that you may have coming down the pike.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be glad to. So my entire storefront, the nosing kit and the other products that I have available now and things that I'm working on are all through Etsy. So it's Nose Your Bourbon, and that's N-O-S-E, noseyourbourbon.etsy.com, E-T-S-Y. So if you go there, you'll find the bourbon nosing kit. You'll also find some branded Glencairn glasses that I just had made. I was really happy with how those turned out. New products that are coming soon. So I've been working on a blind tasting sheet, something that you can actually use to, you know, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to go through maybe 3, 4, up to 6 different bourbons in the same night. So I have a sheet that's coming out that's going to help you kind of put some score values associated with things like nose, taste, and palate, and then also things like complexity, you know, some other kind of deeper things that they go into that. And then at the end, you would walk away with a numbered score for each one of those pours that you tasted, and you could literally come up with a ranking order. So some other things I'm really excited to launch soon is a bundle of a tasting note journal that's leather, so a real, you know, genuine leather book that you can kind of, you know, have that tactile feel with. You can flip through and kind of note, hey, I tasted this bourbon on this date. It was from this distillery. Here's what I thought about it, and just jot some quick notes on there. A whiskey barrel pen that would come with that. 2 Glencairns and the blind tasting sheet. So it's literally like just add bourbon and you have this entire experience that you can go through. Oh, and the nosing kit, of course. That's dropping very, very soon. Couldn't be more excited about that. The number one question I get, and I will go ahead and answer it here, is how long do the ingredients last, right? Because these are real ingredients. Once I open the box up, once I open the container, how long are they going to stay fresh, right? So I have a personal kit that I've made that I've been working off of for almost a year. And I'll say that most of the ingredients are still very strong. Some of them will start to fade over time. Make sure that you're keeping the screw caps on there tight when you're not using it. But the great thing is that most of the ingredients, you can go to your local grocery store and replenish. Some of the things you might be a little bit more hard pressed to find, like, wheat and rye, because those are actual like homebrew supply type stuff. But what I'm working on there is a refill kit. So you've already bought the kit from me, and then, you know, you want to kind of replenish, get a fresh set of all the scents that you can just kind of plug into your existing kit. So a refill kit's coming, a nuance kit, like, you know, we talked about 18 ingredients tonight. Well, there's many more than that. There's at least another 18 from the bourbon tasting wheel. And so I'd love to dig into that and find some good shelf-stable ingredients that work well for that, so that someone could explore other fruit notes, other types of wood and nuts and other spices, other sweet notes, right? That's something I'm super excited about.
For me, the nosing journal just sounds awesome. partially because at some point I'll be drinking an old bourbon and be like, what is this note I'm getting? Oh yes, it's my journal.
Right.
It's a beautiful leather journal that Chris sent me. I love it. But yeah, Chris, this is just spectacular. I'm just going to be honest right now. This might be the best interview we've ever done, and I think it's a great time to wrap it up. We are so thankful to have you. And you mentioned before the start of the episode that Film and Whiskey Nation is going to have their very own promo code on your website. Can you tell us about that?
That is correct. Yes. So I've set up a promo code. It is FILM10, F-I-L-M, and then the number 10, for 10% off any order through the end of August. So that's, you know, good on the nosing kits and the Glencairns that are live now. And then, you know, anything else, if I'm able to launch that between now and then, it'll apply to that as well. So yeah, FILM10 for 10% off any order through my store.
Well, everybody, this has been Chris Walters of the business Knows Your Bourbon. They definitely get our stamp of approval. We cannot recommend them highly enough. Head over to the Etsy shop, use the promo code FILM10. And Chris, thank you so much again for joining us today. For the Film and Whiskey Podcast, I'm Bob Book.
I'm Brad G.
And we'll see you next time.